17 before 10 at the Saturday Light Brigade or Youth Expression Showcases. A triple header today. It's just terrific. We had drama from Gemini Theater. We had poetry with a couple of winners from Carnegie Library's Ralph Munn Writing Contest. And now we have Marcus Meston with us. Marcus is 16. He's from Upper St. Clair. You'll get to know him a little bit more over the next 20 minutes or so. But right now, we're just going to let you get to know him musically. Here's Marcus Meston.
What if I'm all right? What if you're uptight? What if I can't think anymore? Would it be okay to save me and open up mine? 'Cause lately it's getting hard to find someone who knows what they're talking. What if there's no fate? Were you born too late? You think you're from another time? Would that be okay to save me and open up minds? 'Cause lately it's getting hard to find. Open up my eyes, 'cause lately it's getting hard to find someone who knows what they're talking about.
It's Marcus Meston at the Saturday Light Brigade. I really liked the dynamic range in that song.
Thank
you. It's soft, loud, and I mean, I liked more about the song too, but that was a catchy part of it. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, actually, today I just released my EP, Everything Is Fine. It's available on all online distributors. And yeah, I've been working on that for most of the summer, and that's what's kind of been up with me.
Well, that's great. I'm glad the timing worked out that way. Now, you're at Upper St. Clair High School?
Yeah, I'm going to be a junior.
Okay. And when did you start writing songs?
I'd say I was in a band, and I probably started writing songs when I was 13. So that was only really 3 years ago. And I always really, before even like practicing scales, I always wanted to make a song.
Uh-huh.
So it's always been something interesting to me. So,
well, tell me the name of the band.
It was 13 AM. We were in a band, but it kind of ended. We're all really good friends, but I started my own little thing to you know, make some songs of my own.
Yeah, I think that happens. You won't break up with yourself.
No.
But I think there's a lot of not interchangeability, but switching around, playing and doing things. It takes a lot of courage to play out for anybody, let alone, I don't know, when you're 16. I mean, especially with original songs. What was it like the first time you performed solo?
This is the first time I performed solo. But with my band, the first time that I performed, I was super, super nervous. So, you know, it just, you usually just get used to it and you just, you know, buckle down and realize, you know, you're going to play this song and, you know, whatever happens, happens. But
well, I never would have suspected this was your first time playing solo.
Thank you.
Solo.
That's a huge compliment.
And you sound great. And it's funny, I tend to, you know, most of the folks we have here are playing out, but not everybody has that desire to play out.
Yeah.
And you mentioned your recordings. Are you interested in actually playing out
as
a solo?
I definitely think it's a nice way to promote, you know, my CD, and it's nice. I really like to do it because, you know, you can share your songs, and sometimes like this, you can strip down the song and really show them what it's about, because some of the songs on my CD are more, you know, electronic and a lot of tracks going on, but when it's more bare, you can really see what I was thinking about when I originally wrote the song.
Yeah, we've linked to Dan's Reverb Nation page today. You can find out more. I said Dan, I'm sorry, to Marcus's. I'll tell you why I'm saying that, because ironically, in the next hour, our performer is Dan Marcus.
Yeah, I met him in the, yeah. We were jamming, so yeah.
And believe me, I know who's who, but I knew that was going to happen at one point today. We've linked to Marcus Meston's Reverb Nation page if you want to get more information about his CD. I'd like to talk to you more about the CD, but let's hear another song. What was the first song called,
That was called Save Me.
And this one?
This one's called Do You Realize?
Okay, here again, Marcus Meston.
Do you realize I won't be here for most of the time? 'Cause you know I can't stay here without you by my side. I can't take my heart back from someone who is gone. Lasts forever, but I say it's just begun. Has it hit you? Here by the end of the year, 'cause you know I can't stay here without you by my side. I can't take my heart back from someone who is gone. They say it lasts forever, and I say it's just are a changing and slow. Things aren't arranging as you plan. It's all in your hands. I can't take my heart back from someone who is gone. They say it lasts forever. I'll say it's just begun. Do you realize I won't be here for most of the time?
Marcus Meston, he's 16, from Upper St. Clair, and is here. By the way, if you're listening online and are along the coast, take care. We've been kind of keeping a calm eye on Irene this morning as the storm heads up the coast. Just a few moments ago, President Obama added Rhode Island to the list of states under a federal emergency declaration. And nothing too new from New York yet, other than the shutdown of the transit system at noon, which was scheduled to be conservative. And Mayor Bloomberg saying that it could conceivably be shut down through and including Monday as well. 6 before 11. Now, your CD is self-produced. Tell me a little bit about what you did, how you made it, because I think it's really informative for people to understand the process available to you.
Oh, yeah. I always compare doing a CD or an EP like making a sausage, because you don't really want to know how it was done.
True.
But when it comes out, it sounds sweet. But it's really a lot of work that I think some people, especially when my dad and I actually worked on it together. He produced some songs too, and he was he played drums and bass and keys.
How nice!
And we kind of worked together to do it. But it was more of a team effort, really. But for some songs, I did produce it, and for most of the CD, I did produce it. But for tracks, sometimes I would write it. Recording as I go, and sometimes I just write it on the guitar. So it really depends. It's really, there's some songs that have like 100 separate tracks.
Wow, what software did you use?
I use Logic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of that. I mean, it's kind of like a big Pro Tools or Logic.
Sure.
I have to say, from what I've been exposed to, I do like Logic.
I'm actually always curious about that. We use Adobe Audition here primarily,
really?
Or Cubase.
Oh, Cubase.
But we use those two as well, and it all depends. Different
applications.
I just found a new one called Hindenburg, of all things, but
really?
It's mostly for speech and interviewing.
Oh,
but,
that's cool.
And you know the Hindenburg, the story.
Oh,
the Hindenburg, and they called it that because they said it focuses on stories, not on the software. So I guess that's a very salient story, although I think I would have chosen a different one than that.
Yeah.
So you've been working on this for a long time, then, if you've got some songs with 100 tracks. It's got to feel great.
It does.
How do you know it's done?
It's really tough. Sometimes I'm just really... I just want to keep on adding stuff, but there gets to a point where you just got to accept it and you finished it. And I'm really happy with all these tracks. I'm really happy to have it out too. Like it really feels great to have it out, and I'm ready to promote it and all that. So
that's great. There's more. I want to ask more things of you, but I want to hear another song too.
Okay.
So what do you want to do next, Marcus?
I think I'm going to do Let It Go.
Let It Go. Another original, Marcus Meston.
All right. I know it's tough to tell the truth when it's staring right back at you. I know it's hard to let it go. I know it's hard to let it go. No one said it was easy. No one said it was easy. Said it was easy to let go, to let go, to let go. I see your anger in your veins. Trust me, everyone understands your pain. I know it's hard to let it go. I know it's hard to let it go. No one said it was easy. No one said it was easy. No one said it was easy to let go. I never thought you
place, but a simple look on your face. I know it says something more to say, but we both know you'll walk away. I know it's hard to let it go. I know it's hard.
Marcus Meston at the Saturday Light Brigade as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square and the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUP FM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, Ohio, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and live and on demand at slbradio.org. It's 11 o'clock. I'll update the forecast in a little bit, but we're going to hear one more still from Marcus coming up. And assuming you'd like to play more, we'd love to have you play one more. I'm curious how you're well, first of all, do you want to say hello to anybody? I know your dad is out there and a friend of yours.
Yeah, my dad, Aiden Leahy, he's out there too. He's a pal for, you know, coming along. And Billy Sukic, and he lended me this guitar.
Oh, that's a nice thing.
Yeah, I need to really buy an acoustic guitar. I mean, It's getting rough, but, you know, I usually don't do gigs like this, but, you know, I'm happy to do it. There's always a first. So.
That's great. So when you're composing at home, you're usually using an electric or?
Yeah, when I compose, I usually actually start on the keys.
Like a MIDI keyboard?
Yeah, yeah. I have a little key station that I use, and I'm not really a keys player, but for some reason, that's where I get my music started. But sometimes, it really depends, because these three songs, I kind of started on the guitar, so.
So you mentioned Aiden, who you've probably known for a while, and Billy. How have your friends and maybe even just school acquaintances reacted to your music? Or maybe they haven't had a chance to yet.
Well, they've had my song Separate Ways came out, I think, April 24th, I think. It's the 24th, and I think it had a good reception. Really, I wrote it as purposely poppy because with my other band, we weren't really doing things that really appealed to other people. And I realized that if I made a song that maybe appealed to more people that they'd connect to. And I definitely think I got a better response out of that. It was kind of more of a, you know, experiment almost, like to see what would happen if I tried to make this super poppy song. And it seemed to, people actually reacted to it, and I'm really happy that they did, because, I mean, on my Reverb Nation, I think I have some like 1,700 song plays, and I only have that song up so far from my project. I took some down, but, I mean, it definitely got some good reception on
that
end.
That's great. Yeah. Has anybody asked you to play out? Or?
Actually, I was thinking about getting on the bill for the Faded Fest, which is coming up, I think, in September, but that's still kind of in the works.
What's that all about?
It's in the South Side. It's like Diesel Rex Theater. They kind of take that whole area and they make it all like a kind of festival feel to support local acts, and I think that's really cool that they do that. So I'm kind of looking into that right now. So
excellent. Well, this is Marcus Meston, and this is really our last chance to chat. I want to thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you. And I have a copy to give you.
Great. Thanks. Anything else you wanted to mention?
I'm not sure.
I mean, it's reverbnation.com/Marcus Meston.
And I want to thank you guys for having me.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm glad we could make this happen. Thanks, Marcus.